From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, December 15, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, the Wade Farm announced on Thursday, December the 15th, that it has been awarded a National Endowment for the Arts Artworks Grant for the 2017 Wade Farm Residency Program. The Artworks category focuses on the creation of arts that meets the highest standards of excellence, public engagement with diverse and excellent art, lifelong learning in the arts, and the strengthening of communities through the arts. NEA Chairman Jane Chu said in a statement, and I quote, "The arts are for all of us, and by supporting organizations such as Wade Farm, the National Endowment for the Arts is providing more opportunities for the public to engage with the arts," end quote. The $15,000 award will sustain the Wade Farm Residency Program, which provides artists with opportunity to concentrate on new transmission works and conduct research about the genre using the Wade Farm Study Center Resource Library. In conjunction with their residencies, artists perform, are interviewed, and create playlists for broadcast on Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM. Wave Farm Executive Director Galen Joseph Hunter said, and I quote, "Artists making work with and about the airwaves is what the Wave Farm Residency Program is all about. Artists create new transmission artworks while in residence. Their projects experiment with the radio spectrum, reinvent radio theater, or use transmission in performance, composition, and installation. We are grateful and honored to have the significance of the transmission arts genre and the Wave Farm Residency Program acknowledged by the National Endowment for the Arts. Artwork support this year is particularly meaningful as 2017 is Wave Farm's 20th anniversary," end quote. Applications for the 2017 Residency Program are due February the 1st. More information is available at wavefarm.org/TA/residencies. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that three bridges in Columbia County are scheduled for replacement next year. Slated for repair in the summer of 2017 are the County Route 25 bridge over Fitting Creek in Stockport, the bridge on County Route 9 over Indian Creek in Chatham, and the bridge on County Route 27 over the tributary of the Taconic Creek in East Taconic. The potential traffic impacts of the repair projects are unknown at this point. Columbia County Engineering Division Director Dean Knox said, and I quote, "All these bridges are somewhere around 75, 85, 90 years old. They have outlived their usefulness or have some structural issues," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. The State Education Department announced on Wednesday, December the 14th, that the 2017 New York State Summer School of the Arts program is now accepting applications. Auditions begin in January and will be held statewide. Board of Regents Chancellor Betty A. Rosa said in a statement issued by the department, and I quote, "The Board of Regents encourages students from across the state to apply to this remarkable program. From ballet to theater to orchestra, the Summer School of the Arts gives students the opportunity to learn from world-class artists and performers and to develop their artistic talents," end quote. The four-week summer school program was founded in 1970, and it provides more than 400 high school students the opportunity to work and interact with leading artists in the visual and performing arts. The program consists of schools of ballet, choral studies, dance, media arts, orchestral studies, theater, and visual arts at various locations statewide. Information is available at the State Education Department website, nysed.gov. In high school sports, Hudson beat Catskill in the rivalry boys basketball game December the 14th in Hudson. Hudson won 72-55, with Tyler Delavicius scoring 16 points for Hudson and Logan Worth scoring 20 for Catskill, according to Tim Martin from the Register-Star. Bitter temperatures are on the way, with Arctic air descending on our region today, Thursday morning. The high for today, December the 15th, is only expected to reach 16 degrees Fahrenheit, with a wind chill value as low as -3. The cold stays until Saturday, when the prediction from the National Weather Service is that snow moves into the air. Sunday could be warmer, with temperatures in the 40s and rain possible. Lisa Harris reports in the Watershed Post that the Schoharie News announced that they are buying the 34-year-old Mountain Eagle newspaper from the local newspaper chain Columbia Green Media. The chain, which owns the Register Star and the Daily Mail, cut back staff at many of its smaller weekly papers earlier this year, including at the Delaware County-based Mountain Eagle. The Schoharie News started publishing online in 2013, closing and reopening since. Earlier this year, Middleburg Village Mayor Matthew Abitable bought the Schoharie News and says he will not run for another term as village mayor. Now the weekly paper will be called the Mountain Eagle and the Schoharie News, with offices in Schoharie and Stamford. They will honor subscriptions from either publication. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. Matthew Hamilton in the Albany Times-Union talks to retiring Congressman Chris Gibson in his Kinderhook office on December the 12th. Gibson said he could return to politics after his son graduates from high school in the spring of 2019, and says he has a new book coming out soon. He also says Republicans still ask him to run for governor in 2018, even though he's going into academia.
The Democrat's going to be very vulnerable for a variety of reasons. Disenchantment within his own party and just the natural fatigue.
The Democrat being Andrew Cuomo.
Cuomo.
That's who you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I think, look, I run into folks all the time, and including a fair number of Democrats, and you know they would say, you need to take him out. And of course, my response is, why don't you take him out? And they say, well, we can't. And but I do think that, you know, when it comes time for a general election, if, you know, we have a good candidate, and I hope we do, I think we're going to have a good chance to compete.
That was Gibson speaking with Time Warner Cable, also on December the 12th. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And for our final story, Casey Seeler is reporting in the Albany Times-Union that the good government group Citizens Union sued the state December the 12th, claiming a financial disclosure law, and I quote, chills speech by forcing both donor and organizations to make choices between exercising speech and association rights and subjecting themselves to burdensome obligations and public disclosures, end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, the members of the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics, and its Executive Director Seth Agana were named in the lawsuit. Legislation passed by the State Senate and Assembly in the session's final hours during a late June night is at issue. A Cuomo spokesman, Danny Levers, said in a statement, and I quote, everyone is all for transparency, except when it comes to them. We are just surprised to learn that applies to self-appointed good government groups, too, end quote. But CU Executive Director Dick Dady says state law makes a distinction between the level of disclosure required of educational nonprofits and nonprofits with lobbying or other political efforts. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers mainly after 3 p.m. today. It will be partly sunny. The temperature high will be 19 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of snow showers mainly after 9 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 4 degrees. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind advisory for the WGXC listening area from 5 p.m. Thursday through 3 a.m. on Friday. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 11 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a slight chance of snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 21 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 2 degrees. The wind chill values as low as minus 10 degrees. And on Saturday, snow before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and sleet with a temperature high near 36 degrees. Saturday night rain is likely mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low at 35 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:24 p.m., That will provide us with 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, about a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 15th day of December 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.